This is Health Media with your host, Alex Lobarski.
Good evening, Long Island, New York, America, and welcome to Health Media Live. Very excited to have you on board. And this is our last program of the year, our last program of the decade. The focus of it is your health, your well-being, your ultimate power to control your life. Because the only person who benefits from your wellness is you. Think about that for just a moment. The only person who benefits from your wellness is you. Now, on the other side of the spectrum, there's a lot of people who benefit from your sickness and disease, your chronic problems that can last for 10, 20, 30 years of your life, your entire adult existence. And that, my friend, is a crime. I don't benefit from your wellness. The government doesn't benefit from your wellness. The drug companies don't. The fast food industry does not. In fact, there's this $2.5 trillion disease maintenance system. This monster is just waiting for you. It's waiting for you with open arms, open jaws. It's just waiting to enslave you, and it's happening right here and right now. But what I am excited about is to have our guest on this program, who is a natural bodybuilder. He is the author of Reflections of a Natural Bodybuilder. He's one of the biggest proponents of fitness, wellness, and longevity, and the strongest opponents to the use of drugs ranging from coffee to steroids. It is my great pleasure to have on Health Media Live, Mario Strong. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Alex. First, I would like to say thank you for inviting me on your program this evening. It's a great service you are performing by educating the public on the benefits of health, fitness, and longevity.
Well, thank you so much, Mario. I'm happy to have you on, and I read your book. I think that, you know, it's just like kind of listening to a friend share some life-transforming information, and I enjoyed the read a lot.
I appreciate that. I had a story to tell, and I told it.
Well, I know how much of a piece of work that is, so I'm very impressed with your contribution in your experience. And one thing, I mean, there's a lot of things I found, but one in particular, it says that in this book, it says that not only am I a natural for life bodybuilder, but also something of a physical culturist with a heavy slant towards longevity. And I got excited about that because, you know, all of my doctors talk about fitness as the fundamental and important pillar of health and wellness. And you took that fitness to a whole new level. I mean, you built your body kind of like what God meant us to look like in the first place, not this fast food manufactured body that the average person, that the average American now has. So I like the fact that longevity plays an important aspect in your whole philosophy.
Well, it's probably 100% of my aspect. The natural bodybuilding is the scientific application of nutrition, exercise, rest, and proper mental attitudes. When I use the term natural bodybuilding, I'm not necessarily referring to flexing one's muscles on stage, but rather a way of life towards radiant health, fitness, and longevity. In my eyes, this is the true meaning of natural bodybuilding.
All right, so you've been doing this for 40 years now. You've been in...
Since 1965.
Since 1965. That's fantastic. And, I mean, it's really, on the one hand, a shame that the sport went in the direction of, you know, self-destruction and drugs and all that kind of stuff, which creates the aesthetics aspect of bodybuilding, but loses the whole wellness and longevity part, which I think is so much more important.
Well, yes. My one wish in bodybuilding is that I would have never heard of the term anabolic steroids. Bodybuilding is such a great sport. When followed properly, it not only builds physique and strength, but more importantly, it builds lasting health and vitality. And it increases the potential for longevity. When I was a teenager, I knew that these drugs existed, but never thought much about them. It wasn't until the early 1980s that I saw a change in the bodybuilding culture nationwide. Anabolic steroids became increasingly discussed in the muscle magazines, and suspicions began to arise as to who might be using them to enhance their physiques. As it turns out, many of the professional bodybuilders of the era were using them, which was a bit of a shock for me, who was naive as to the extent of the use of drugs in the sport.
Yeah, that is too bad. I mean, you know, my goal has become, you know, from year to year to become stronger,
yes,
to define my body to the next level. to, I mean, it's not about aesthetics really, but listen, people buy nice cars, they have nice homes, they buy nice clothes because we want to look good, we want to be presentable. And I think a body that is defined, that has under 10% body fat and is muscular, and I think it's just like you're paying homage to the creator that made you in the first place. I think what we're doing, a lot of us, to our bodies with the fast food and the obesity is an insult.
It's criminal.
Yeah.
Today, many of our nation's people neglect their health and fitness while in their younger years, only to run to the medical practitioners later in life when the ills of their earlier lifestyles come to roost. When we are young, we think that when we get old, our doctors are going to patch us up like brand new and send us on our way. Nothing could be further from the truth. Doctors are not gods, although some think they are. If they were, our graveyards wouldn't be filled with those who suffered and died with various illnesses and ailments while still relatively young. You know, Alex, there's no guarantee in life, but each of us that can should make every effort to be fit and live a long and healthy life. Anything less than that is criminal to your health, and the consequences could be severe.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, your book is filled with nutritional advice. There's exercise advice. There's actually drawings of the particular different lifting techniques that you show people. And so let's talk about what are the fundamentals of longevity, fitness, and lifelong wellness, which is nutrition, proper exercise. You're not big into supplementation, but so I want you to share with me, if you would, your philosophy. Let's begin with nutrition first. What is your fundamental approach to nutrition? What do you eat and won't touch no matter what?
Well, basically, my personal diet consists of fruits, vegetables, grains, nuts, eggs, and chicken. When it comes to fitness and health, no factor is more important than that of nutrition. As the saying goes, you are what you eat. So if it's man-made, chances are it's not good for you. The best thing is to stick to single-ingredient foods that are found in nature. Foods such as the vegetables, the fruits, the grains, the beans, the nuts are the best for lasting health. These are the types of foods that should make up one's core of nutritional needs.
So chicken is what you eat primarily. You eat everything organic also.
Yes. For the most part, I try to do the best I can there.
It's not a perfect science, but I think it's fantastic because if you eat a lot of chicken, you know, the standard supermarket chicken has a lot of arsenic.
That's true.
And they have to feed these animals arsenic because they're so sick and diseased just so that they can kill the bacteria, you know, before hopefully the chicken dies.
Unfortunately, the organic foods are so expensive, it's hard for a lot of people to afford them.
It is very expensive. I was in Wild by Nature today, which I think is one of the most beautiful supermarkets in the world here on Long Island.
Yes.
But listen, organic food is going to be more expensive in the short term. It's going to be more expensive. But in the long term, this disease-provoking cheap food is going to create very expensive lifestyle towards the other side of your life. Well, let me ask you this. Okay, so you eat a lot of chicken. You don't eat fish?
Well, not a lot of
meat.
Minimum, I think about a half a pound to a pound twice a day. Where for somebody like me who trains pretty intensely and burns a lot of calories, it's not really a lot.
And you work out every day?
3 to 4 times a week with the weights and once a week with the aerobics.
You do cardio, you run?
I run, yes.
Oh, very good.
I sprint, sure.
So, okay, what about the foods that and stuff you won't touch? Do you drink coffee,
no,
tea?
No. The only foods I have are fruits, vegetables, grains, nuts, beans, eggs, and chicken.
What about a glass of wine?
Never had wine in my life, no.
Never had wine,
never drank beer, never been drunk, never been high, never smoked a cigarette. No, I'm boring.
You know, but you're the elite. I'm just
trying to be healthy. That's all I'm trying to do.
I don't think the average American is ready for that kind of a commitment, but...
Well, that's the problem, isn't it?
Well, absolutely, but it gives us something to shoot for.
Well, yes, it does, but, you know, part of the reason our nation has an obesity problem is because of its health care system. The American health care system is built on failure, not the failure of the universities, hospitals, or doctors, but rather the failure of our society's culture, which allows and accepts the suffering and dying, you know, of our people and from living poor lifestyles. We are a nation weaned on fast foods and large portions. As children, we are fed all types of goodies, such as candy, cake, and soft drinks. As we age, our sweet tooths stay with us, as we gorge even larger and larger amounts of empty calories into our ever-expanding waistlines. We set ourselves up for failure of our most prized possession.
But why do you feel...
I don't think I'm... You know, I think it's criminal to do anything else.
Why do you feel it's the healthcare system that's responsible for that?
Well, the educational system is not teaching the doctors. If you go to a doctor, they really don't know about nutrition. They don't know about exercise or the proper way of life. They're more geared towards prescribing medications instead of preventing.
You see, you're one of these guys, I think, that kind of sees the emperor has no clothes. Everybody else is pointing at the emperor, and they're saying, the emperor looks so good in his invisible clothes, but you can actually tell that the emperor is not wearing clothes, and people are looking at you and I, and they call us health nuts.
Well, of all the senses common, the least common is common. The writing's right there on the wall for you. Unfortunately, take a walk to a graveyard and look what's going on. It's a shame. It's sad. I see it in my own family. You know, people don't take care of themselves. People see their mothers and fathers smoke cigarettes and die from that, and yet they'll still smoke cigarettes and follow in the same footsteps into the grave. It's mind-boggling to my way of thinking.
Well, here's the thing. You know, the entire culture has been focused on our sickness and disease, and the healthcare system has been created to support and, I hate to say it, but profit from our sickness and disease to the tune of 2.5. Somebody's making money here. $2.5 trillion, folks.
Yes.
And you're going to see when it's completely socialized the kind of expense it's going to become and the kind of interest groups that are going to profit from that monstrosity. But you think you're getting free healthcare. God bless you. Mazel tov. Enjoy it. I am not going to fall into that little trap. I'm going to make sure that I create and adhere to the foundations for lifelong wellness. And I think it's very doable. But here's the thing. You know, we're called health nuts. A lot of the people who even concern themselves on some level about their health, that even have their health in the periphery of their vision. While at the same time, those same people drink their soda with brain tumor-causing aspartame in it, or they drink water from plastic bottles, which has bisphenol A, and it's known to cause cancer and many different problems. They're sitting there in front of their TVs while their muscles are atrophying because they hardly move.
Mm-hmm.
And they shower in a toxic soup that is unfiltered tap water. But if I don't put sand in my gas tank, if I just don't put sand in my gas tank, I just put regular gasoline, not even high test, you don't call me a car nut. You know what I'm saying? You don't call me a car nut just because I don't do stupid things to my car.
You put gas in the car because you want to run longer. You want to have a smooth engine. You want to be well-tuned.
You got to get, Mario, the level of brainwashing that's going on out there to convince us that doing anything proactive, anything positive for our health, such as the things that you do, is actually being some kind of an aberration of society. It's absurd.
It's accepted, and sometimes I think I'm on the wrong planet, to be honest with you, when I see what's going on. And you see the same thing, and you're educating your listeners to what's happening. Thank God for that.
All right, so give me your, I mean, Mario, look,
I
say that it's not so much knowing what to eat, but knowing why you eat so much of what you know you shouldn't. So it's more philosophy and the paradigm from which you view life than it's actually doing the things that you think are going to give you health. So I want to ask you, at what point and why did you make this decision of being so committed to your fundamental health and well-being? Why?
Well, on my 10th birthday, my father gave me the gift that would change my life, and that gift was to introduce me to the world of bodybuilding. He put me on a basic workout program where I trained three times a week. That was in 1965. Over the years and decades to come, I continued to train and grew in strength and muscle. I also amassed quite a bit of experience in the sport. I have been involved in many facets of the bodybuilding spectrum. I've been a competitor, gym owner, trainer, contest promoter, strongman, and fitness author. I've also trained with some of the biggest names in the sport, include Arnold Schwarzenegger, and have taught that which I learned through the decades of trial and error to others willing to learn. Today I continue to train like there's no tomorrow because I want to continue to preach the benefits of living a healthy and long life through the application of natural bodybuilding. So it's been over 40 years.
Yeah, but I mean, at some point you had to have this click in your brain that said...
It happened, think of around 1969 when the Mets won the World Series. And Ron Sobota says, you got to believe. And around that time, it all came together for me.
So it was, you got to believe, and your father putting you on a regimen 3 days
a week. It all came together. I was reading a lot of the muscle magazines. I was into health and fitness, into positive thinking.
All right, so I think originally you got involved in the whole bodybuilding scene was because you wanted to look good. You wanted to have the ladies, you know,
sure, the usual
take
stuff.
Take a second look. But then you discovered all the deep underlying benefits that come from this kind of a lifestyle, and you just kind of continued with it, I guess.
Well, I discovered those benefits basically in high school also. It all happened at that time. I mean, since the early 71, 72, I've been on a strict diet, you know, exercising consistently, getting plenty of rest, staying away from all of, you know, all that bad stuff out there, soda and drugs and everything like that. It's just been a way of life, and that's the way it should be. And today I'm 54. I still could train like there's no tomorrow. I'm still watching my diet, and I'm looking to be 100 years older and still pretty much the same way I'm now. I know guys in their 60s and 70s in the gym, they're still training like there's no tomorrow. So it's a way of life. If you want to do it, you could do it.
Well, I met a lot of these people, and I think they're an inspiration.
Course.
And, you know, there's no, like you said, there's no guarantees in life. You know, tomorrow you can get hit by a bus. I mean, you just don't know this stuff.
Yeah, well,
it's not really about how long you live. It's about actually living however many years you have on this planet, enjoying each and every moment that you're not bedridden, God forbid. You don't have any tubes sticking out of your face.
That is true.
And having people, you know, sympathize with your situation. I don't want anybody to give me sympathy. I want to enjoy whatever time I have on this planet. That's it, period. That's not a lot to ask for, I don't think.
Well, all I want to do is surf the waters of Waikiki Beach where I'm 100 years old. When I get there, I'll be happy.
That's very good. Well, so we talked a little bit about your nutritional. We talked a little bit about exercise. As far as exercise, do you have any fundamental suggestions that you can offer?
Well, when it comes to resistant training, the bodybuilding, the first thing to understand is that it improves your coordination, your balance, your speed, reaction time, and controls your skeletal muscles. It also builds muscle mass and is the fastest way known to build strength. So when you condition your entire body, it becomes more responsive to the mental processes with the body-mind connection, so the reaction times will be quicker when danger or stress occurs. And bodybuilding is also a great way to overcome injuries and physical deficiencies. Look at the guys in the NFL. For the most part, every time they get hit, they get back up. That's what weight training does for us. It makes us mobile, hostile, and agile.
Mobile, hostile, and agile.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, it gives us the fortitude to bounce back.
Fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
That's right. That's what you got to become. You got to be ready for anything and everything.
All right, we're here with Mario Strong, the author of Reflections of a Natural Bodybuilder. And Mario, first of all, if we want to learn more about you, your book, some of the things you do, how do we learn more about you?
I could go to MarioStrong.com. On that website, there's plenty of information, nutritional information, exercise information. You can learn about my life, and you can also see we have a gallery of plenty of the well-known bodybuilders from Staten Island. And if you want, you guys could email me through that website.
Well, very cool, Mario. And I'm going to ask you one more question, if I could. If you and I were best friends, and based on all of your experience, your knowledge, your 40 years of being involved in the whole wellness, fitness, nutritional aspect of life, and you could give me one advice, one suggestion that I can take, embrace, and it can transform my life from this point on, what would that one thing be?
Believe in yourself. Be positive. You know, to succeed in anything in life, you have to make a commitment. Just go for it. You know, there are no shortcuts. It takes thousands of hours of pain in the gym. And to be healthy, it takes some nutritional programs to meet the demands of your life. Just go for it. Believe in yourself and be positive.
Yeah. All right, Mario. Thank you so much, my friend. It's a pleasure and honor. I love your work, and I want to wish you a very awesome 2010. And you're an inspiration, my friend. I appreciate everything you do.
Well, thanks, Alex. I enjoyed being on your program today, and I want to wish you, your family, and radio audience a healthy and happy new year.
You're a great man. All right, my friend. We'll talk to you soon again, I hope.
Sure.
All the best to you.
You too. Be healthy.
Thank you. And there you go.